Marianne.
What do you do now?
Oh, nothing particular.
Better do your chores instead of standing there whistling.
Chores is all done, and I'm awaiting for Cy Skinner. Said he'd be down this morning, and someone's coming down the road now. Looks like Cy, too. By gosh, tis. Lay down, Chef. Lay down. That's Cy. He's a-coming up our lane.
I'm going in.
Here he comes. Gosh, never seen that horse before.
Whoa! How do you, Hiram?
Howdy, Cy. Howdy. Lay down, Chef.
Better put Shep in the house, Hiram. My dog might hurt him.
Yes, I will. Shep might eat you and up.
Don't know about that.
Don't you? Well, I do. Go in the house, Shep. Go on. Get in, I tell you.
Say, Hiram, I heard you weren't quite satisfied with that air horse I sold you.
Well, I can't say a beast, I. Say, didn't you tell me that air horse didn't have a fault? Of
course I did.
Well, the darned horse has got a stabbing.
That ain't the horse's fault, Hiram. That's his misfortune.
Well, maybe it is. But anyway, you told me the horse was all right, only it didn't look well, didn't you?
That's what I did.
Well, the darned horse is blind in two eyes.
I told you he didn't look well.
That's right. Laugh, laugh.
I can't help it, Hiram.
Say, how you swap for that air critter you brung with you?
What, this mare? Well, I'll swap you, Hiram, but it'll cost you quite a heap of money to boot.
Well, I'll just take a look at the mare, and maybe I'll dick her with you. Got a funny-looking tail, ain't you? Never noticed a tail before.
Well, it's never been before. It's all it's been behind.
There you go again. Got the joke, ain't you? Does she kick?
No, she ain't got no cause to kick. She gets everything she wants.
Is she a speeder?
Not yet. But she's gonna be a darn fast mare.
You tell.
Yes, sirree. He swallowed my wallet with 52 cents in it.
What's that got to do with it?
Why, don't you see? She's got it in her. You know money makes the mare go.
By Charlie, that's a good one. Say, Cy, I'll swap you if you don't want too much money to boot.
It's gonna cost you something, Hiram.
Well, speak out. What's your proposition?
Well, I'll tell you. I'll take the other horse, you take the mare, and you give me in money $4.52.
That's a heap of money, Cy.
I know it is, but the mare's worth it. I tell you, she's got it in her.
Yes, some of it. By gosh, Cy, I'll swap you. Give us your hand on it.
There you be. Who's claimed the melodeon?
That's my daughter, Tildy.
Open the window, Hiram, so we can hear it. That's the old gray mare song, ain't it, Hiram?
That's what it is. Come on, let's sing it. Then we'll go in the house and have a dipper of cider.
All right, here I go. I had a gal, and I will say she was as fine as silk.
She'd have been a good gal yet, but she fell and strained her milk.
I got another cow, in fact, I got the critter still.
Wouldn't give no milk at all, because his name was Bill.
Whoa, the old gray mare took a kick at the whiffle tree. The old gray mare took a kick at the whiffle tree. The old gray mare took a kick at the whiffle tree, way down on the farm. I went to town one day last week and had a darn fine time.
Spent a lot of money, just exactly half a dime.
My daughter says be careful when you go to bed at night.
Don't blow out the gas, and so I just blowed out the light.
Whoa! The old gray mare took a kick at the whiffle tree. The old gray mare took a kick at the whiffle tree. The old gray mare took a kick at the whiffle tree.